All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we have called the meeting to order. There's a copy of Open Meetings Act in the back of the wall of the room. There's prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce a procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear from the subcommittee chairman, report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We will ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. We have proof of notification. Quorum call.
Bradley. Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Henningsen.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
Spinsky.
Teaser. Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Vice Chairperson.
Here. I have an excused absence for Kevin Spinsky. Adoption of the agenda.
Second.
I have a motion, a second, teaser, and I guess it's roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes. Could I get a motion on the adoption of the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. I have a roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes. This is when I have the proof of publication, which I talked of earlier. agency reports. Is Andy Bonecamp or is it a written report? Written report. Okay, it's in your notes here. Director Teaser.
Yeah.
The NARD, is there any report?
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, the yes, the NARD, we had our annual conference at Kearney a week ago, and we had a huge crowd, and unfortunately, it's for probably the first time in 25 years that I can remember, there were no resolutions to be talked about. And so the second session, which is a session where we vote on resolutions, was eliminated. We took it off the chart. So we just were able to listen to some great what word am I looking for? Presentations, that's it. Great presentations from a number of people. Now, the highlight of presentations for me was when John Winkler was discussing the NEMA, outdoor recreation in the NEMA versus the Papio Missouri River. And they had the GM from Nemaha there. And they were going back and forth talking about dams and camping, blah, blah, blah. And then pretty soon somebody asked from the audience, what's the, how many days can you camp at your campsite? And John Winkler said, he kind of looked around, his eyes were big. I saw a man going like this, and I'm going like this. And he's, well, five. No, no, but we got it all squared away. But that was really the highlight for me for the conference. The actual board of directors meeting, we're doing very well financially on our health insurance, and it was other than that, not a heck of a lot went on. So that pretty much concludes my.
Thank you, Director Teaser. So,
can I add a couple things?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was always
informative conference, give their peers across the state. Those of us who were there got an annual report, and maybe we could talk to Dean's office, get some more for those directors who were not able to get the annual report. It's pretty informative what's going on in our state. Good read. A couple of things that caught my ear is the big lake down on Platte River, the JEDI project. I can't remember what JEDI stands for. But Tom Riley was talking about as the we didn't get the governor this time. I was hoping to get the governor, but about can there be a lake and is there private money available? That's the first time I heard about private money. And then a feasibility study, so however many millions the legislature set out for that remains to be seen. The big question mark is what I put down in my notes. Talked about the Perkins County dam, or canal, and we're going into Colorado and condemning land or whatever. It's $628 million available to buy land and build that canal. It's interesting. It's very interesting, and doesn't affect us, Papio, but it's a lot of money to go in and get our water rights from 100 years ago. So be careful what we agree to here. 100 years from now, someone would say, that board back in 2023. The other thing, we talked about the wetlands, what is wetlands and the repeal of the rule covering through the Sackett versus EPA. Lawsuit about whatever that was, EPA established that every little stream, every little trickle of water on your farm must be followed or be complied with EPA regs. It seems to be under control as far as not getting too deep in the land and in the, I shouldn't say water, and what you got to do with it. But there's still some definitions to be coming out in the Federal Register, so stay tuned on that. But it seems to be a big relief for, as a result of that EPA for, or Sackett versus EPA lawsuit. That lady talked and talked and talked. You can believe she talked a whole hour without taking a breath. So I had trouble taking a lot of notes. But anyways, good conference. Those are a couple of highlights I wanted to say.
Thank you, Director Thompson. Anyone else?
Let me, sure. You know, the Perkins Canal, during the peak season, or during the off-season, that non-irrigation system season, we're going to be getting 500 cubic feet a second, which is a lot of water. During the growing season, it goes down to 150 cubic feet a second. And even that's a lot of water. If you go out to the Elkhorn River and look at the Elkhorn River in the summertime during a drought, and it's running, you know, 250 or 300 cubic feet, you really realize the amount of water that would be provided by the Perkins Canal. And it is substantial. And for that reason, I'm really supportive of it. But the lake out here in Sarpy County, in talking to some of the comments from some different directors and GMs, the lake size is now starting to shrink down. It's no longer, we're not going to get to 4,000 acres of water. Now it's, and they haven't come up with a figure yet, but it is getting smaller. I think they're realizing the cost and whatever.
Thank you. Director Burnett, you had some?
Yeah, I was out there as well. And again, another well planned and executed conference. I think one of the highlights for me was at that final dinner, we were giving away some term of service awards. And Amanda was given the task of collecting the certificates for everybody that wasn't there. What did you end up with? Seven? I was trying to add up in my mind the number of years that our staff was being awarded for of service, and just thinking, you know, the institutional knowledge is really impressive, and the low turnover says And I know I've said this before, but it just says a lot about John and our staff here. So I just wanted to give you guys some recognition to that. I know we'll probably be doing something in the future with those certificates, but I just wanted to say I really appreciate you guys and the way you guys work together. It really says a lot about you. And to that point, I specifically sat through the session on the water lead leadership opportunity, and I would be in favor of maybe, if it makes sense and if there's some interest from some staff members, sponsoring them to participate in that program. And maybe our executive team could discuss that at your next meeting. But I think it's worthwhile to have our staff involved in that in some ways. If a couple of them would like to do that, it goes a long way to bridge that urban-rural divide. And you know, the cost benefit definitely is worthwhile if they can come back with some sort of cooperative agreement through any of their contacts that are made in that program. So I think it's worthwhile to look at.
Thank you, Director. Anyone else? Okay, moving on. Is there a legislative report?
Just real quick. In September, I testified in LR 238 regarding the development and floodways, specifically RV parks, things like that. So that was in front of the Urban Affairs Committee. I was the lone testifier. Senator McDonald introduced that on our behalf. Great testimony, or great response from the committee. Actually, quite a few more questions than I thought they'd ask. So we'll follow up with them before the legislative session. Also, Tim Gann and I met with Senator Holdcroft, Senator Sanders, Senator Linehan, Senator Arch, Senator Clements today, and then also a couple of new candidates that's going to be running in 24. So continue to talk with them about funding and just NRD efforts in general. We'll also be meeting with the legislative budget chairman or committee regarding some possible outside-the-box funding opportunities that might come our way. So I'll keep you more apprised of that as that progresses. So that concludes the report.
Subcommittee reports. PPO Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the October 10th, 2023 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted. Incorporating these minutes and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, update on the Integrated Management Plan. This was a presentation. No action was taken by the Subcommittee. 9A2, amendment to the Lower Platte River Consortium Interlocal Agreement. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed Lower Platte River Consortium Interlocal Agreement with the Lower Platte South NRD, Lower Platte North NRD, City of Lincoln, Metropolitan Utilities District, and Nebraska Department of Natural Resources, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as formed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
That's a motion.
It's been moved.
I'm sorry. Is there any public discussion? Any directors? I guess roll call.
Dixon.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bunnett.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chair, yes.
9A3, Platte River Bridge Obstruction Removal Professional Services Contract with Houston Engineering. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed contract with Houston Engineering for $249,238 for the completion of the scope of services identified in Exhibit 1 of the Professional Services Contract. Furthermore, it is recommended that the Board of Directors waive District Policy 15.2, Purchasing Professional Services, with changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and Legal Counsel. And I so move.
Is there any comments by the public? Directors?
Dr. Bullitt?
I have kind of a few questions on this item. Maybe Martin can answer them for us. But John, when SOTAC was here Tuesday and talked a little bit about this, My understanding is there's several types of aggregate stone that was used to create this structure under the water there?
No, it's what they call shelf material. So they just basically blast the sides of the quarry off and then move the material.
So is it two fracture-sided stone then, or where'd that come from?
Whatever the closest quarry was, I don't know where they... They probably got it from several different quarries.
Mostly shale?
Yeah, at that time, I think they bought up a 50-mile radius of rock and material. The railroads did.
Usually use that pink... granite. You don't think that's down there?
No, because it would have been very costly. So this was just, like I said, just rock material. They blast off the side of it. Anything they could get to form a bed for the causeway.
Can we use this stone as riprap on any of the culvert structures that we approved last year?
So typically you have to have some type of rating for core permitting. It has to be rated. This probably would not meet any of those qualifications that the Corps would have. I don't know if we could use it for road material or something else, but you're not going to use it on a dam or a levee or anything like that because it won't meet the Corps' requirements.
That's the answer to my question. Okay. I was wondering if we needed to use it maybe as an emergency material pre-positioned at some of the dam sites.
We'll look and see. Maybe the county can use some. Maybe various entities can use some. But as far as anything significant fire project, it wouldn't qualify. We could test.
We maintain emergency riprap material at our dam sites, right?
No, they're typically just replaced as needed. You don't replace that very often on a dam face or whatever. But sometimes you do. But it wouldn't necessitate stockpiling it anywhere.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Teaser.
I think it's a real shame that the railroads won't take responsibility for the activities that they have done, not only there, but at Valley and upstream. I've seen it time and time again, obstructions. They take it from one side of the bridge, put it on the other side, let the stuff float down, and without permits and not following the regulations. And they basically, when I confronted them, they basically said that they would rather pay the fine than to take the time to load the material into a car and ship it off. It's cheaper just to pay the fine. So that's what we're, and then in this situation, they don't do nothing. They just go out and dam off the river and just say, you fix it. I just don't think that's right.
Director Bradley.
Vice Chairman, I don't know if we can bring this up in the media or not, or if any reporter wants to know about it and report about this. I mean, maybe the general public would like to know about these the railroad and how they're treating this and what they did, and according to Director Teaser, his report as well. His findings. We just let him walk, or is there anything to be done besides us paying what we have to pay for this project?
Something to be discussed with the general manager. Make it one point of contact if there is any. But is that all? Director Thompson?
I might want to suggest you check with the mayor's office any leftover rock to fill our potholes in Omaha.
Thank you.
Yeah, I also just wanted to thank John for all his work with the federal delegation and the local Sarpy County representatives to make this problem, find a solution for this problem. I agree with Director Teaser. It should have been a lot easier than it was. But I know we fought the railroad as much as you possibly could. And we appreciate down in Bellevue and south of Bellevue, where Bales could be affected by this, all the work you guys put in to make this happen because it was much needed. So,
I think the comment was also made that we were going to talk to, or SOTAC was going to talk to the Army Corps about maybe using it along the river. What would be involved with that? And if they were just going to hand it over to the Army Corps, would they pay us for it or pay for the transportation of it? Or lastly, would it make sense just to bring it back to the shore and leave it piled there in case the railroads needed to reutilize something like this in the future?
If it's going to be paid for with CDBG funds, the federal funds that come through the state, it's not ours to sell. So obviously, it would, if we can't find users, then we have to find a place to haul it off and to dispose of it. That will go to the cost of the project. So it's, if we can find people to take it and use it, and they pay for the hauling, that will obviously not be charged to the project. So the best thing you could do, you're not going to gain any money from it, but you could eliminate some of your costs or lessen some of your costs by dispersing that rock to other entities. If it's the core won't use it because obviously, again, it doesn't meet any of their specifications. So it would be finding somebody, county, city, if they want to fill potholes with it or whatever, then they would have to pay to have it removed, and that would lessen our cost to dispose of it. So you're probably talking thousands of tons. So it's going to be quite a bit of rock.
You said 160,000 tons. I really thought that dollar amount seemed pretty low.
Yeah, it's going to be that's sand and rock. And again, we don't even know the extent of the rock until they actually do the survey. So it could be more than that. I don't know.
Is this going to be one of those issues where they're coming back for more money?
No, I think it's going to, we'll get a bid before they start, and they'll have a good idea of what they have to remove. So whatever we get, we're going to get, and that's the project you'll get. There won't be coming back for more because we'll have to apply for that amount, and that's just going to be what it is. So.
Okay. Anyone else? Can we have a roll call?
Did we get roll call on that?
No.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
David.
Yes.
And Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes.
9A4, WP2 construction bids. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a construction contract with Valley Corporation for the West Papillion Regional Basin 2. WP2 project in an amount not to exceed $7,117,243.80, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel. And I so move.
Is there any public comment? Any staff? Directors? Roll call.
Pennington.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes.
9A5, Elkhorn River Trail Bridge Program Agreement with NDOT. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed LPA program agreement with the Nebraska Department of Transportation for the Elkhorn River Trail Bridge Project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Is there any public comment? Staff, Eric had some additional comments.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to provide some clarification following comments on Tuesday. The agreement now does not specify any particular type of structure that would be placed, nor the exact location. That will be determined during the preliminary engineering phase. The last phase would be the final design engineering phase. That's a separate phase of the design contract. So what we've got now does not guarantee or specify any particular location. And so all of what we discussed on Tuesday about where is the appropriate location, what is the appropriate type of structure, and how will it interact with the existing uses, all of that will be determined during the design phase. That is not predetermined. That will be the early work with the consultant once we get them on board. But in order to get to that work, we need to have the program agreement with NDOT. Then we get a contract with a design engineer, and then we do the engagement, work through the design decisions. And the board and members of the public will be involved in the specifics of making those determinations. So just wanted to clarify in case on Tuesday there was any uncertainty about whether or not decisions have already been made about this. They have not.
Thank you. Directors, any comments? Roll call.
Sorry. I'd like to make an amendment that that your referral okay. However, the district would request that the bridge not be placed on the NRD recreation site at that location.
The So the details in the agreement do not specify the property where the bridge will be located, so there's no amendment.
Our recommendation is that it not be constructed on the current NRD recreation site.
Why don't we wait until we get the dissemination at that time? We can vote yay or nay at that point. Just let them do that first. We can still stop it there.
Well, I was trying to make them move it ahead of
time. Well, I'm sure we can give them our 2 cents, but yeah. For the reason.
That's not a decision that's made at this time, so that is something that will be decided in the future. And we are taking notes about the comments here, and reevaluation of the old Maple Corridor is definitely part of the preliminary work. So we'll definitely be looking at that when we get into the design work.
I withdraw my motion.
Any further discussion? Is it roll call?
Yeah.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen. And Vice Chair.
Yes. Treasurer's report.
I have one more.
Fowler.
I have one more.
Oops. Yeah, 9A6.
FY 2024 Long Range Implementation Plan. Recommendation that the proposal fiscal year 2024 Long Range Implementation Plan be approved. And I so move.
Any public comment?
Staff.
Directors. Roll call.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes.
And
now.
And that completes my report.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, Director Fowler.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I'd like to take items A through I, all inclusive, and that the finance reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. I so move.
Second motion.
So you have a motion and a second. Is there any public discussion? Directors, roll call.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes. Chairman's report, Kevin's not here, so it's going to be short. the conference was a big topic, and I think we've covered most of that. It was quite interesting and informed a lot of interesting topics. Microbes reducing nitrates in the fertilizer. Learned a lot, so thank you. Is there a general manager's report?
Mr. Chairman, we got a motion for the meetings next year.
Oh, we have a schedule for meetings. We have to approve that?
Yeah, we have.
Okay. Do I have a motion for the meeting schedule?
I'll motion.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Vice Chair.
Yes. Now, General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. The education team took part in the Summit Lake Conservation Day in Tacoma. We'd like to thank UNL Extension for their partnership with that. Personnel miscellaneous items, in conjunction with the approval of the fiscal year 24 budget, I authorized staff to purchase a 2024 half-ton extended cab truck by a formal competitive bidding as outlined in policy 15.6B. Five bids were received, and we purchased a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 double cab on September 20th for $42,376.50, and that was with the trade-in of the district's 2008 Ford Ranger. Congratulations to Eric Williams. He was selected as the MAPA 2023 Regional Citizenship Award winner. The award is presented by MAPA each year to honor an individual whose efforts have an extraordinary positive influence on MAPA's six-county region.
The award recognized Eric for his leadership on the development of the regional trail system, like the Highway 3475 Bridge and the NEAT project, also the Beltline and the Western Douglas County Trail. So congratulations to Eric. I'd like to give him a hand for that. Also, congratulations to those who have reached a huge milestone in their service to the PAPU NRD. We will be handing out these awards at the meeting in December because there's also, we give them a award from the district as well. The following were presented with years of service awards at the NARD Annual Conference. Director Tim Fowler, 20 years. Lance Ulrich, 20 years. Ryan Trapp, 25 years. Gene Tate, 30 years. Martin Nissen, 35 years. John Zog, 40 years. Martin Cleveland, 45 years. And Bill Warren, 45 years. Obviously, deep gratitude for them for their decades of service. So to answer Director Bonnet's question, 240 years of staff service. And then add Director Fowler, 260 years. So, also is attached report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property, as well as the current ongoing district legal counsel list. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report is attached. The meeting was held Thursday, September 28th. Next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, October 26th. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, John. We have some informational items. Future meetings are November 7th for the PAPU NRD subcommittee meetings at 4 p.m. at the NRC. November 9th for the board meeting. November 10th, offices are closed for Veterans Day. And November 23rd and 24th, the offices are closed for Thanksgiving holiday. Next meeting is scheduled November 9th here. I think that brings us to adjournment.